I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hey everybody, welcome into a new episode of The Memo on this Friday, March the 17th. Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day. Not even going to attempt an Irish accent, especially since I'm, like, obviously, as you can...
I'm covered here.
Tell yeah, by my...
The green, the green mic.
You can tell by my voice, I'm just not feeling well.
Are you not Irish? Is Locke? Locke is Scottish, huh?
I just assume we're English all the way through.
He's actually Caribbean.
It's not O-Locke.
Your hair spiked here today. You must have actually had a shower.
Oh, hush. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, yeah. I was going
to
ask.
You speak of it, and it shall come to pass.
Yeah, but with your luck, you got sick.
So well, of course
hot,
I did.
You got a hot shower in your own bathroom, yeah. But now you're sick.
Yeah, the hot water heater guy actually came. Remember Wednesday I was ranting about it? He came that day before the last episode aired, before anyone even heard my rant. He was there by lunchtime.
Put it out there to the universe.
Exactly. And so we got a new hot water heater, and I showered in my own bathroom. It was so nice.
But now you're sick.
And now I'm sick. I've been sneezing the last two, three days and all that. But it's the stupid weather that we have that fluctuates, that messes with me.
It's that weird phenomenon, like you would think it would be the times that you were going out into the cold to shower and then coming back in that would make you sick. It's the first day. It's kind of like you go all this time with no sleep, like, you're pushing yourself, and then the first night you get like a great night's sleep. You get sick the next day. It's kind of like you're all off of adrenaline all of a sudden or something. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. I'm just constantly sleep deprived.
I think it's more the all of those who think they've got their life made take one step forward. Not so fast, Brad Locke.
Yeah, exactly. Dishwasher still not fixed. We tried to fix it. My brother-in-law.
You look like Eeyore. Like, you look so sad.
That's the second person to tell me I look like Eeyore. Oh. Remember, Emma Kent actually said I am an Eeyore.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Well, she didn't say it today.
No,
she?
It's been okay. A few weeks.
All right. Well, today you,
she would concur.
You just look like your tail is nailed on.
Yeah. Hey, I saw a thing
earlier
this week about The Matrix possibly getting rebooted. I just wanted to mention that because I think it's probably a terrible idea, but what I've read is that it would actually be just another sequel because Keanu Reeves might get involved.
No, we don't need another one.
How many did they have? Three?
Three. That was too many.
It was one and a half too many.
I don't know. I mean, the second one's okay, I guess. By the third one, I'm like, okay,
they messed up.
Not as engaged.
They messed up.
But the first one was really good.
I remember seeing them in theaters. I've watched the first one since, but I haven't touched the others.
I still remember when I saw the first one with my, not long after I got married, me and my father-in-law went to go see it, and I was enthralled by it. So it's one of my favorites.
Did you think your life was a lie?
I've known that for years, Derek.
Oh, you are.
So, what do we have on today's show?
More dismal news.
Today, Brad lies on the couch and tells us
about your mother.
That's every episode, I feel like.
Tells us of his innermost demons.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I am Brad. I don't know if we introduced ourselves. For first-time listeners, I'm Brad Locke, and that's Derek Russell. And
hi.
That guy over there is Chris Kiefer. So you can see where I'm pointing. Obviously.
You can hear your hand leave the armrest.
It's like a triangle here.
Yeah.
Almost like a golden triangle. I don't know.
Or Bermuda Triangle.
That would imply that we're rich. We're not.
If there were donuts here, it would be the Bermuda Triangle.
Whoever, yeah, they'd be gone. We'd disappear.
Whoever comes in the studio.
Dude, we haven't had donuts all week. Dennis Sid has been out on.
Well, we won't have until Lent's over. He gave them up.
That too. Plus, he's at Disney World.
I know. Brought him last week, right?
I usually bring him. Alternate with Dennis as much as I possibly can, but
I should bring some.
I'm gonna be honest, I have not just gotten up and ran besides yesterday having to be out early. I've not gotten up and ran this week with spring break. I've been
you run
no like run out the like gotten out the door. Well, yeah, I do run actually, but I haven't gotten out the door to in enough time to go get breakfast or anything like that.
Yeah, Emma Kent brought some stuff Wednesday. Speaking of sweets, oh gosh, I had every
sweet thing. Yeah, I didn't touch that.
I made the mistake of having two of them, and I had a tummy ache the rest of the day. They were really good, though. They had like German chocolate and cream cheese and chocolate chips, and of course, lots of sugar and I forget what else.
It's gonna be a hard pass. I had some cornbread in here yesterday, though.
I saw that. It looked delicious.
It was.
I don't eat enough cornbread.
All I was missing was a side of buttermilk.
See, if my wife ever makes cornbread, it's that nasty sweet kind. Yeah, I'm not going to touch that.
Right.
So, she's from St. Louis. What are you going
to
do?
Cornbread's not supposed to be sweet.
It's Midwesterners. Mm. They're basically just Yankees, but more polite.
See, now my stomach's going, huh? Cornbread.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hope people don't mind me sniffling into the microphone the rest of the program. Just going to have to deal with it.
You're sick.
Possibly. Mm. Who we got on the show today? We got you.
I'll be here. And Jenna, and that's it.
Yeah, because Scott is also on vacation. Scott
Everybody's
Morris,
on vacation.
Pretty much. I wish I'd been on vacation.
Spring break. Yeah. Where it wasn't 20 degrees. Somewhere.
We're still going to have a movie review, though. You went and saw a movie and reviewed it.
I did.
In place of Scott.
It's called Get Out.
It's called White People Are Scary.
I was disappointed you didn't put that in your review.
Well, I don't want to be racist, but look, white people are scary.
Especially rich white people. The scariest.
There's some scary people in this movie.
We'll talk about that. Like Derek said, Jenna Parsons will come on to talk about food stuff. Food. And that's it.
Does that make you happy?
It does.
Food. Okay. What is she talking about today?
I don't know.
Well, you posted
it. Like I read the paper.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Oh, we had a cook of the week.
We do have biscuits.
Ooh, we're talking about biscuits. Yeah, the flower shop in Okolona. I need to make my way down there.
So this woman, spoiler alert, this one right here on the front of the food section we'll be talking about today, you've had sausage balls.
Yes.
She makes sausage biscuits.
Hmm.
Yeah, you hear that?
Your stomach, on cue.
Yeah.
On cue, Derek's stomach just made a noise.
You know what's happening. What's going down.
Derek's stomach chimes in and says, podcast over. Let's
so basically, they're just big sausage balls. I mean, they're like the size of a biscuit.
That looks, I would like one of those. No, Jason over at Cafe G12 has been making these ham and white cheddar biscuits that are pretty good.
Yeah.
Got like probably 9,000 calories.
She has any pictures on
I'm here. All for biscuits, man. Love me some biscuits.
We got to go to Okolona to get these.
Need to make a road trip.
I don't know about that fruity pebble biscuit, though.
Yeah,
That would be interesting. I don't like fruity pebbles.
Me either.
So, the flower shop, F-L-O-U.
Oh, I see what she did there. Because she uses flower.
Monroe Avenue in Okolona.
But it doesn't actually have flowers.
We'll be discussing.
It's a play off that. Of
He's still
flowers.
Talking. We're just overlapping now.
It's explaining to people.
Please take this more seriously.
That'll be the day.
Tuesday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, she usually sells out pretty quick.
Well, I'll just be there at 5:30. There's no way. Yeah,
it's not happening.
In Okolona, I'd have to leave here at 5 a.m. and that's just not happening. I don't do that unless I'm catching a flight.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do a show.
Okay.
Okay, so Jenna Parsons is here to talk to us about food. Jenna, how are you today?
I'm good.
Are the sausage biscuits?
You didn't bring anything from
you
the
missed
flower
it.
Shop?
I said sausage biscuits at the top of the show, and my stomach went...
I did last week. Y'all missed out.
Come on.
You brought one.
Okay, I did.
For your husband.
Yes, that's true.
Listen, who's more important here?
Hey, how do you even know this? You weren't here Friday.
You told me, honey.
Oh, okay.
You said you pinched off a little bit of it, and it was too much.
Y'all need to go to the flower shop in Okolona. It is a little... hole in the wall, run by a young woman named Jessie Ray, and she makes all manner of biscuits in the way that her grandmother does and taught her how, and everything from a honey
pebbles,
biscuit.
Fruity Pebbles biscuit.
Fruity Pebbles, peach. Her best seller is the sausage ball biscuit,
Derek,
which is just like
that.
A big sausage ball.
Oh, so good.
I tasted one bite, and it was good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Jessie Ray, like even a year ago, she didn't really cook biscuits. She had her grandmother teach her method of doing it. And now things are selling like hotcakes or like hot biscuits.
Selling like hot biscuits.
Hot biscuits.
She's pretty much a one-woman show. She gets there at 4:30 in the morning and cooks the biscuits, and she waits on the customers and rings them up. Sometimes her best friend will come in and help a little bit on busy days. Friday is a really busy day. And Saturday she gets some out of town.
Yeah.
But the stuff she's doing is good stuff. I hope she stays there for quite a while.
I think she should relocate to here.
Yes.
No,
open
no,
up one here too.
No, Okolona needs to be a little destination place.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Well, is
5:30 in the morning for me.
She's open till 10.
I hear she sells out quickly.
She does.
All right, then that does me no good.
Okolona maybe not the what you would think of as the ideal place for a business like that to thrive. And I think she mentions that. She's like, well, people didn't think it would work here.
They said Okolona's too small. You'll never make it. And she proved them wrong.
So far, she's proven them wrong. How long has she been open now?
Since last October.
Okay.
She was really busy at Christmas doing, I guess, trays of biscuits for Christmas open houses and parties and breakfast at different places, and said she worked 21 days straight in December.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what'd she do before this? I mean, did she have any kind of background in business or cooking? Or
she went to ICC, and she got an associate's degree, and she's still, in her heart of hearts, would like to either be a physical therapist or an occupational therapist, and so she's not letting go of that dream, but right now she's making biscuits.
Well, she's 26 years old. She's got plenty of options ahead of her. The flower shop, it's F-L-O-U-R.
Again, right.
down there. On East 306 East Monroe Avenue in Okolona, again, open Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday. And you can find her on Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
Yes. Okay. What else we got to talk about, Jenna? We got this cook of the week. She's 95.
She
the other end of the age spectrum here.
A pistol.
Maddie Bird Hobson. And from where's she from? Tippah County.
She grew up
in Tippah County.
She's between Ripley and Ashland. She's just over the line in Benton County.
Okay, technically in Benton.
Right, gotcha. But I think her address is Ripley.
Gotcha. That's what the dateline says, Ripley.
So. Right.
95, she was one of 12 children.
Yes.
I mean, back then, you know, they just kept having kids. Not like they do that these days.
Yeah, Brad, right.
Yeah. Well, I ain't got 12, okay.
No, she grew up with, they did have an ice box at one point, but they also kept things cool in the spring or at the bottom of the well. They washed clothes on a washboard, and she milked cows before she went to school, cooked on a wood stove.
Goodness.
Yes. Wow.
And one of these recipes she has is like even older than her, this coconut cake.
It's more than the recipe for the cake is more than 100 years old, but I have to tell you that when I called her the week before I went to interview her to set up the interview, she said, well, I think I'll make a coconut cake because I asked her to make one thing, and I said that would be fine. So when we got there at 11 o'clock in the morning, she had the coconut cake and a chocolate pie, and she had also made chicken and dressing with cranberry salad, candied sweet potatoes, green beans, and corn from the garden from last year that she had put up, and bread.
All since waking up that day?
Yes, at 95.
Oof,
I mean, she was...
What do I feel like?
She must have hopped up from that table 12 times while I just sat there and
watched. All you did this morning was get a cold.
I wish I had the energy of a 95-year-old then, because I just... No, that's not... It's like the opposite of me. Okay.
Yes, she's, well, I don't know about your energy level, but...
I'm a low-energy type person. You may have caught on to that. Wow. So, yeah, all of that, and she's 95 and just going strong, and she's...
And all of her recipes are, like, from scratch. You can tell that they are mamaw recipes.
Yeah, mamaw, that's what I...
Yeah, there is not a cake mix.
That's what I called my grandmother's, it was a mamaw, and, well, and she loves to cook. I mean, it's not like something somewhere in the story she says she didn't have to cook.
She loves to, and
she learned from her mother. Yeah,
and she cooks she has a grandson that lives with her, and she said she likes to cook for him because she wants him to have something to hold him up.
Fatten you up, boy.
She also said, and this Leslie Chris was just hooting. She makes her biscuits really thin and crispy, and the first time she made them and her brother-in-law tried them, he said, Maddie Bird, your biscuit squatted to rise and then cooked in the squat. And we have no idea what that means.
That sounds like something a Southerner would say about biscuits.
Yes. I guess, you know, squatted to rise just kind of got way down there because they're not very tall biscuits, but apparently they're very good.
That's funny. Oh, man. Let's look at your column real quick if you want to talk about it. There's a new cookbook.
It's a new
cookbook.
It talks
about the iron skillet.
Will it skillet?
See what they did there? They rhymed it. It's called a rhyme. A couplet, if you will. No, no, it's not a couplet. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm in a.
I don't. I'm you're in a some sort of.
I'm in a sinus.
I'm in a,
I just took something. I'm in a sinus days.
Yes, it's a new cookbook called Will It Skillet, and by Daniel Shumsky, and it has everything's in cast iron, from entrees to desserts to dips and sides and appetizers. And I was looking through it, and I don't know if I was hungry or the pictures were so pretty, but everything looked good. But the one that I chose to write about is a pizza dip that you make with Italian sausage, onion, garlic, mushrooms, tomatoes, bell pepper,
tomatoes,
and some spices, and you cook it in the skillet, and then you put some mozzarella and melt that on top, and then you use it as a dip with like pita bread or pieces of baguette.
Yeah.
Looked very good.
Cool. Something else I guess we can talk about is, you know, we've been following this kid for weeks now.
Mark Koblenz from Starkville.
Koblenz. He's on that Master Chef Junior competition on Food Network.
No, it's on Fox.
Excuse me, on Fox. Sorry.
Chopped Junior is on.
There's too many of these cooking shows. I can't keep up with them all. Literally, there are too many.
Well, Mark was on Chopped Junior a year or two ago.
Okay.
And now he's on MasterChef Junior on Fox. And it started with 40 contestants. And the first couple of shows they called to 20. Uh-huh. And he made that. And then he's made it every week since. And we had the opportunity to go to Starkville last week and be at one of his watch parties. And he actually was a large part of that show.
Yeah.
Of course, we had really bad weather in Starkville that night, and so the cable knocked out, and we missed part of it. But he kind of saved the team making steaks, filet mignon. And so he's now down to the top 14.
And as we're talking now, the another episode aired Thursday night, but as we're talking here.
We don't know how he does, but we wish him well.
But you can check the Daily Journal and djournal.com.
You will you'll know. It will be in Friday's paper.
After he goes from top 14, I mean, how do they just keep whittling it down two by two? Well, they stretch it out, don't they?
Yes, they do. And if they don't miss a week, if it goes every single week,
they all get on an arc together.
If it goes every single week, the very last episode, the night that the winner is announced, I will be on vacation. So,
of course.
So if Mark makes it that far, somebody else is going to have to cover it that week.
Derek? Looking at you, buddy.
I'm not going on any arc, I'll tell you that much right now.
All right. Well, best of luck to him if he's still in it.
Yes.
As people listen to this. He's only 13. Have you been? I guess you've been watching him,
yes,
the shows.
Yes.
How impressive you've been with his
skills as a cook. He went. Actually, he was a cook of the week.
That's right. He was not too long ago.
A year or two, maybe a year ago. I don't remember. And when we went, he like picked up the skillet, and I can't describe it, but when he, like chefs do, when they shake a skillet and all the ingredients just kind of hop up in the air and then land back in the skillet, he was doing stuff like that. I mean, it was, his skills are amazing.
Did that one time and I caught the kitchen on fire.
I'm going to get fancy.
It's like when you
we don't have a ceiling anymore.
Flip that pancake and it lands on the ceiling and it falls 3 days later.
Yeah,
that would be me. Down, yeah. That was not Mark. Mark has fine skills.
That's an Ernest P. Worrell move right there.
Is that from like Ernest Goes to Camp? Mm-hmm.
Jim Varney, rest in peace. I miss that guy.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died.
He's been dead for years. Oh. Smoked too much.
I miss that.
He did. It's been a while. That's by the way, that's one of those, that series of movies, not really good movies, but I love them.
Nothing to do with food.
I love them, especially Ernest Goes to Camp and Ernest Goes to Jail. Those are my two.
Take this seriously.
Those are my top two. No, really. Jim Varney playing his alter ego bad guy is really good. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Where were we? Food. I think we're done though. Unless we got anything else you want to talk about, Jenna.
We got the barbecue duel this weekend. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
barbecue duel. Yeah. And we've got some very young competitors.
We've got the youngest team ever for this event.
Yeah, you doing a story on them?
I am.
They're in utero, so it's pretty interesting. No.
Yes, we have a story on them and also just the event in general, but they are 3 ninth graders and a 10th grader at Tupelo High School.
Wow.
4 young men.
What do they call themselves? I know everybody's got a clever name.
They are the Young Hoggers, H-A-W-G-E-R-S.
H-A-W-G-E-R-S, okay.
Right.
Young Hoggers. It's one of my favorite things about these barbecue competitions is all the names teams come up with.
They have some interesting ones.
Yeah, they do. You want to go have some barbecue then this weekend?
Actually, I'll be judging
night.
And then, but not the big competitions, not the ones where the KCBS judges come in and, you know, the meat has to come off the bone in just such a way.
Yeah.
I will be judging, I think it's called an ancillary, where it's beef and sausage and dessert, only I can't judge the beef because I gave that up for Lent. So someone else will have to eat my beef and I'll just judge the sausage and dessert.
I'll do that.
I'll just sneak it to you under the tent.
All right. Well, have fun with that, Jenna, and thank you, as always, for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you.
Be sure to look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself, Blake Morgan, and Gene Phelps. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And for Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MEC reporter Logan Lowry release new episodes each Thursday in which they provide game previews, inside commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
And if you don't mind waking up with a sick dude every morning, you can check out the Newsbreak video online at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. It's where Brad Locke breaks down the day's news of sports, weather, and everything else in Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are each weekday morning, 7 a.m.
7 a.m. And Mondays with Derek. Okay. We're going to do the movie review now?
Sure, why not?
Let's do that.
Hey.
Again, Scott Morris is out of town, spring breaking, I don't know where, but Scott stepped in.
I believe they're in the Louisiana area.
Okay.
I don't know why I felt the need to tell that. they're at 3244 Sycamore Drive.
Okay. They're at the Best Western.
Mm-hmm.
So
where the old schoolhouse used to be.
Just past the rusted water tower.
Mm-hmm.
About a quarter mile, take a left. You did the screen scene this week, the movie review in Scott's stead, and you went and saw Get Out, which is a movie I really want to see. Of course, it's directed. In fact, it's the directorial debut of Jordan Peele. Mm-hmm. People may know him from Key and Peele.
He also wrote it.
Yeah, he wrote it as well.
And directed it. And it will... It probably, if it tracks like it has continued to do, it will be the second largest R-rated horror film stint ever after The Exorcist.
Wow.
If it continues to do as well as it has.
Wow. Yeah, it's because it's what, 4 weeks into the run?
Yeah. Yeah, about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks now.
Wow.
Into it. So that's a big deal.
When I saw the trailers for it, I was intrigued. I mean, for one, I was like, oh, Jordan Peele, interesting. Because you think of him as comedy. And certainly, as your review notes, there are some comedic elements, but it's ultimately a horror movie.
Well, I wonder if it didn't, I say this in the review, I wonder if it didn't start in the writer's room for Key and Peele as like a, hey, wouldn't this be funny kind of sketch? And then you find out it's truly terrifying.
And they're like, oh, wait.
Yeah. So basically, what happens here is our protagonist, Chris, has been dating Rose for 4 or 5 months, and it's time to go meet the parents.
And they're an interracial couple.
Rose's parents don't know that, and that gives Chris some trepidation. He's worried about going and meeting them because she's not told them, and she assures him that that's not a big deal. They don't see
color.
They
voted for Obama.
And it says multiple times throughout the movie, would have voted for Obama a third time if we could have. And they get there and things are kind of cool
and then
things are not cool.
You can't give really too much away.
Within the first few minutes of being there, they figure out they peg Chris pretty well that he smokes, and he's trying to hide that he smokes, and they don't like that he smokes, and Rose's mother is a psychiatrist, and she says that she can cure him of that with hypnosis. And he's like, no, thank you. That's weird. And then everything just kind of goes
south.
Yeah, yeah. To yeah, tell anything else would just really take away from...
I mean, the trailers give you a pretty good idea that things go badly. Just don't know exactly how it manifests
itself. But you don't know where
itself.
It goes. And even in the last 10 minutes, I still wasn't quite sure of what they were doing. I guess I was, but there were still a couple of little surprises there at the end. There is a good amount of comedy in it. Chris has a buddy that works for the TSA that provides a lot of humor, because he is a big conspiracy theorist, and every time Chris calls him and tells him this about something else weird, Rod's like, you got to get out of there, man.
Get out.
White people are crazy.
Yes. If there's no other takeaway from this movie, Derek, it's that white people
terrify me.
Are scary.
I'm just saying this. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially rich white people.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. I don't think this is bad to say. It may be bad to say. I saw it in a full theater with a lot of black and white people. And I think that it's almost the perfect way to see this film. It deserves to be seen in a theater. But seeing it with a group of just a really large mixed demographic like that almost made it more enjoyable to a degree. I don't know. It was just really funny because everybody was turning around looking at each other like, right? These people are crazy. I'm sorry.
We're all in agreement here.
Yeah, yeah.
That white people are crazy.
Apologize for these white people on this screen right now.
Bradley Whitford plays the dad, right? That's the one. I feel bad that this is the only other thing I know him from, Billy Madison.
Yes, he was the one in Billy Madison.
He's much older now. I didn't recognize him in the trailers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a good actor.
He's in there. Rose is played by Allison Williams. People may know her from HBO's Girls.
Oh, okay.
She's also the daughter of NBC's Brian Williams.
Didn't know that.
So she's an excellent actress, and she pulls off a really good role in this.
Is that where she gets the ability to pretend to be someone she's not?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's
terrible.
It's a pretty good burn for how sick I am.
Yeah.
Come on, that was pretty good.
Sure, whatever you say.
That was pretty, come on.
Okay.
Killing me.
All right.
I haven't heard of her before now, or the other guy, because I don't get to watch many movies.
This is one you need to go see before it goes away.
It
will definitely lose something on the small screen if you don't see it. I think a great way to describe it is the Stepford Wives meets Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Meets several other movies that you mentioned.
Deliverance. Because white people are crazy.
Oh, man. Haven't seen Deliverance.
What?
I know. Oh, I'm terrible. God. When that came out, I don't think my parents would have let me see that.
No, probably not.
It's
well,
one of those
you,
I haven't got
you
to
weren't
yet.
Alive. I don't think you were alive.
I was born in 75.
Yeah, Deliverance was like 72, 73.
I just know Ned Beatty was in it. And
Burt Reynolds.
And
72. Boom! Got it.
And the kid with the banjo.
Yeah.
I've seen that one scene, for whatever reason, where they're sitting, the kid's sitting on the porch
on
looking
the porch.
Creepy as all get out.
Oh, I'm out today.
Starts playing the banjo, and the other guy joins in, and they're having a little jam session. That's the only thing I've seen.
Warm yesterday. Even warmer today.
It is one of those movies on my list that I need to check off.
Everybody should see Deliverance.
Yes.
I've gone down that river before, and then as I was going down, I'm like, and this is where they filmed Deliverance, and I was like, I need to get off. Please take me back to base camp. Do not want to be here anymore.
Where is that river located?
Georgia.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Filmed on location.
So this is apparently a very impressive directorial debut by Mr. Peele. I think he's a good actor for one thing.
He's hilarious. I mean, if you watch, if you saw Keanu, came out last year. I remember Scott reviewed it.
Yeah.
The film with the two of them and the cat is
hilarious.
And then you watch this and there's humor in it. And a lot of the times I'm laughing just because it's so awkward. I'm like, It's like when you laugh when something's really almost terrifying.
Yeah.
Just to keep yourself sane.
Yeah.
A lot of that happened in this. I was like, that's not funny. That's really scary. I'm scared. I jumped. I don't jump in horror movies much, and it got me. One time, it got me with the popcorn. Like the popcorn flew up. One of those kind of jumps. Like it got me good.
You're
one
a grizzled
time.
Movie-going veteran. Too.
I am. It was a full theater. I had to sit on like the second row too. I was right up in it.
Wow.
You want to get further back. You want to get as far away from it as possible
from
these people. But I was right there.
Wow. Never set that close, though.
I gave it an A. Yeah. I did not give it an A+, because when the movie ended, I was like, I want more.
Sequel.
I wanted to live in this universe a little longer. It was a good ending. It wasn't. They didn't cop out or anything. I just wanted more.
Yeah,
I really probably should just give it an A+ because it was so. I mean, it's a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, that's it's not that's common.
Huge. Yeah, that is huge. It's really, really good. I was shocked at that. And when movies get hyped that much, you always go in like, especially if you don't see it opening weekend, you're like, nah, this is not going to live up to everything they've said. And I'll be danged. It did.
Well, so good deal. Well, let's talk about what else is happening locally in the entertainment scene.
Sure.
Derek, what we got going on?
Well, last night was the huge Winter Jam concert.
Sure was.
It was Christian music's largest tour.
A lot of good that does people now. Usually it's over.
Well, I'm just telling you what happened. We do report the news, you know, a little bit here. Sometimes.
Barbecue Duel, we mentioned that.
Barbecue Duel is going on. There's obviously live music all the way through Saturday night there. You can check out the scene section for that. Next weekend is the Tupelo Ballet's spring production. They'll be doing Snow White, and the Seven Dwarfs. So Brad is actually playing two of the dwarves, what? So you'll want to check that out. You didn't get that memo?
What?
Yeah, they need
no.
you. You'll be in rehearsal all week.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you'll do great. You're playing both grumpy and bashful.
That's actually about right.
Yeah. It's about as far as you can get away from each other.
So. I'm both, though. Yeah. I'm grumpy and, I guess, tend to be shy.
No.
Bashful. Okay.
Well, that's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
And don't forget the Railroad Festival in Amory. That's happening,
too. Coming up in April.
Oh, it's in April. Just had a story on it.
Yeah, we had an advance on some things they're doing.
Well, there it is right there in the lead. If I would read the stories.
Yeah, there you go.
On the paper.
There you go. Laid it all out for you.
Cool, man. Coolio.
Back next week, shall we?
Sure, why not? And also next week, Monday specifically, as with every Monday, you can watch the Daily Journal's Capital View at djournal.com. It's a webcast.
Chance to see Brad Locke.
Yeah, it's a webcast with myself and Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison. He's given us analysis and commentary on all those big issues being debated in Jackson, like education funding, state budget, and the state flag and all that good stuff. Watch live Monday afternoons at 2:00 or catch the replay later in the day.
You can do that.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
And go back and listen to Wednesday's episode.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What? Sorry. What about Wednesday's episode,
Please
Chris?
Take this seriously.
Never.
I guess before, we'll be back next Wednesday, but in the meantime, you can listen back to this past Wednesday's episode. That, of course, is our newsier show. This is the more entertainment themed episode, but on Wednesday we talked about with the body cameras for the police department, the state flag debate in the Mississippi legislature, and the Mississippi Kids Count report.
Yeah. Caleb Bedillion did a really good in-depth story in Thursday's Journal about those police body cameras and the policy and what people think of it and how that could play out, because they've been trying to get those cameras for a while. They finally got the ones they wanted, and now this week they're implementing them. So if you get pulled over, you're on camera.
So listen to the podcast first so you'll know what to say to the camera.
Gotta be prepared.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for listening. Again, coming to you every Wednesday and Friday. You can find us, of course, on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or stream it online at memo.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at @djournalmemo. That way you can get updated on when new episodes drop. And also you can get notified if you just hit that subscribe button in your podcast app there. So I hope everybody has a good weekend. I hope I don't get sicker.
Sicker?
Yeah.
More sick.
More sick. More sicker.
No.
Whatever. Okay. Derek.
Okay, Brad.
You gonna say bye?
Okay, Brad. Bye.
No, don't say bye to me. Say bye to the audience.
Say goodbye, Derek. Goodbye, Derek.
We're still gonna see each other today.
Oh dear God. Must we?
Yes. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Not if I don't look at you.